On April 5th, the wife of Anthony Germain fell ill with a fever, he says. Germain, who doesn't work for JBS, insisted on anonymity for his wife to protect her and other family members from losing their jobs at the plant. She was still vomiting a few days later, but her fever was gone, so a JBS nurse told her to come back to work, he says. She tested positive for the virus on April 10th. A plant superintendent followed up with a phone call and instructed Germain's wife not to tell anyone she had COVID-19, according to Germain, who says he listened to the call and was outraged by the breach of pandemic protocol. Hell no, I'm not keeping my mouth shut, he says. They don't want to cause fear and panic in the plant, but that's already there. This is something that should not be kept in the dark. Nikki Richardson, a JBS spokeswoman, says no employee is asked to keep quiet about having COVID-19, and JBS informs workers when one tests positive. Employees with virus symptoms are sent home, and no one is pressured to work sick, she says. The Texas Health Department has linked 243 COVID-19 cases to the cactus plant, making rural Moore County a state hotspot. On Easter Sunday, April 12th, 28-year-old Juan Manuel Jaime died of COVID-19 complications, one of two deaths among the plant's workers. Jaime had worked sick at the JBS plant for almost 2 weeks because his supervisors wouldn't excuse him to see a doctor and insisted he keep working, says his aunt, Sandra Guzman. After Jaime worked on Good Friday, his parents found him incoherent in his bed on Saturday evening. He died 4 hours later while being transported to an ICU in Amarillo, Texas. Following his death, both parents got COVID-19, and his father spent a week in the hospital. Richardson says JBS did not know Jaime had COVID-19 until he died, and the plant had been adding fever screenings, more social distancing, and extra protective gear to protect workers.